This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the Monday night edition. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. And with you in the studio tonight, it is...
It's Ian.
And nobody.
Now, do you have a WordPress website running WooCommerce, and you want to accept cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, or Bitcoin SV? Well, now you can easily enable crypto payments from your customers by adding an AnyPay plugin to your WordPress site. It only takes a moment. I've seen this in action, actually, and it's less than 5 minutes, maybe 4 minutes. Just visit AnyPayInc.com and set up your account by entering your crypto wallet addresses in the admin, then enable the AnyPay plugin in your WooCommerce. That's it. Now your website takes cryptocurrency thanks to AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. And I think you saw it in action once too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
impressive.
Lickety split.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... I was considering putting together a WordPress site and just offering things for sale for crypto only, just using the AnyPay plugin for that. Because now you can, right? It used to be you had to go through all sorts of hoops to put up some sort of e-commerce site, you know, taking, you know, PayPal at least, if not.
Get your credit card.
Get a merchant account. Yeah, all that kind of stuff. You know, get a business license. Yeah, et cetera and so on. But now you don't have to. You can just sell stuff for crypto only and just use the AnyPay plugin and you're in business. I like it.
Wow.
Me too. We were talking during the break about Nerf guns. Now, I had several Nerf guns as a kid growing up, and I
don't know if I ever did. I mean, I had friends who had them, so I certainly had my share of experience with them, but
yeah.
I was never really into Nerf guns.
Most recently, I worked in an office environment, a bunch of, you know, tech support, networking type people, engineers.
There's a lot of Nerf guns in that kind of environment.
Really?
We had, like, Nerf wars.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you've ever seen the Nerf gun war, like, videos that came on the YouTube, like, a decade ago. Mm. They were heavily orchestrated and, like, well-produced as if they were an action movie.
I see.
People, like, jumping over the half-cubicle walls and, you know, doing tumbles over desks and, you know, crashing through glass and all that kind of stuff while they're having these Nerf wars. We would try and do stuff like that, but we were nowhere nearly as, you know, complex as that. But we would have Nerf wars in our offices.
I don't think I cared for the Nerf guns that much because they didn't look very realistic.
Mm. Yeah, no, they were always, like, very, like, fluorescent-colored, bright green. They had orange suction cup tips on the end of the darts and things like that. Yeah, they looked like just big squirt guns, basically, or super soakers, even.
Now, those were cool.
Yeah.
And I've heard recently they made, like, a new line of super soakers that's apparently way better. So somehow the technology of, you know, pressurizing water through pumping or whatever has gotten better.
Through the use of plastic, basically.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So we were talking about that, and then you stumbled upon something kind of related to Nerf guns, right?
Now, are you guys actually using stumble upon? Because that's the second time I've heard that.
Yeah, it's me. I'm overusing.
Okay.
I think I found the story, and that's what led to us talking about it.
Okay.
Because it happened to be on the front page of Drudge Report. And what I said was, oh, my God, it's happened again. And what I was referring to is another young male has been visited by police. Now, it doesn't say he was arrested, but visited by police because of what he had in his...
Is that a euphemism? I've been visited by police.
Nope.
Because you're dead?
It was because of what he had in his video during his, quote, virtual classroom session. He had a Nerf gun colored neon green with the words Zombie Hunter written upon it. He's 12 years old, lives in Colorado Springs. His name is Isaiah Elliott. And during his virtual classroom session last week, he briefly picked up his toy gun, which caused it to appear on screen for just a few seconds. This was noticed by his teacher, who promptly alerted the authorities. As a result, the police paid a visit to his home.
What did she say to them, though?
Yeah, right.
The school suspended him for 5 days. The teacher was fairly certain the gun was a toy, according to local news station KDR.
The teacher is a moron.
But instead of checking with the parents to assuage any doubts, the school went straight to the cops. In a statement, the district explained that all school board policies would be enforced regardless of whether, quote, we are in-person learning or distance learning. We take the safety of all our students.
Now school policy controls what you can have in your room.
That's correct. Well, that's the thing. It's not now. This has been that way since throughout this whole COVID thing. It was a few weeks ago we talked about Baltimore.
Yeah, there was another
same
kid
story.
Had it like hanging on his wall or
yep.
something, right?
He had I think it was a BB gun in that particular
case. Yeah, that's right. It was. Yeah,
it was mounted on the wall behind him, and again, teacher called the cops. The cops came over and searched his home in Baltimore.
Good Lord.
So in this
what
case,
what's the matter with these people?
Which people?
The
police,
teachers.
The teachers.
They're
I mean, all
insane.
Of the above.
It's people who work for organizations that are state-based.
Yeah.
It literally is. We talked about it earlier, the caller earlier. Power corrupts, power corrupts, absolutely. And this is what happens. Whenever you have an organization that is state-based, it is full of power, and people use those power trips because they can.
Captain, they're just trying to keep these kids safe. Quote, we take the safety of all our students and staff very seriously, said the district. They say
and
further,
you could badly hurt yourself with a Nerf gun.
You could knock somebody in the head with it. Quote,
especially in your own room.
Safety is always our number one priority. Are you saying, Captain, that safety shouldn't be the number one priority of government
schools?
I'd say
not being morons should be their number one priority because,
you know what's not safe is
sending... You're going to be a moron with dangerously die young.
You know what's not safe is sending armed goons in costume
guys
to
with real
somebody's
guns?
House. Yes.
Yeah.
Because you know what happens known when these guys shooting. Show up? Known for shooting dogs and things like that.
And 12-year-olds. There was I think it was Tamir Rice.
Tamir Rice.
He was 12 in. Ohio, the cop shot him to death.
Yeah, pretty dangerous. So if safety is their number one concern, the last thing they should do is send cops to somebody's home.
Mm, great point.
It's excellent point. I hope none of these students were black.
Oh, he's black.
Oh, God. Jesus.
But luckily he's
still
alive.
They're trying to kill this kid. This was an attempt. This woman should be charged with attempted murder.
Mm.
You send the cops over to the house of a black boy or black man. You're trying to kill him.
She sent mercenaries of the state, armed men, who purport the authority to kill you if you don't comply with whatever they say, to take his frickin' toy, his frickin' Nerf gun.
Good
now,
Lord.
This article does come from Reason.com, so they usually have a pretty freedom-friendly sort of editorial viewpoint.
You mean they're reasonable?
And they say, this explanation, we're just enforcing the policy equally, might make more sense if the policy itself was logical, but deploying the police to deal with a Nerf gun would have been ridiculous even if the incident took place in a physical classroom. The fact that the other students were, in this case, even further removed from the non-existent danger just makes the situation even more ridiculous.
That just sounds like doublespeak to me. That whole bit that you just read sounds like doublespeak.
You didn't understand it?
What was confusing?
No, I understood it just fine, but it sounds like they're using classroom reasoning to apply to somebody's private bedroom.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
Which is, that's an egregious
like that.
Violation of doublespeak, because it doesn't. They're totally different and unique situations. There's no reason for classroom protocol to apply to somebody's personal
residence. Yes, there is. The reason
that's
is total obedience. The reason is you do what we tell you to do. And you'll do it anytime you're connected with us.
F you, I won't do what you tell me.
Still have your kids in public schools, please rethink that.
This isn't new. Back when I was in school in the 1990s, there was an issue with some of the girls. There were two girls at the bus stop that I was at. School bus stop, and they were cooking up stories that weren't true about some of the people that were on the bus with them, including me.
Okay.
And they were making allegations, and the school claimed that even though it wasn't happening on campus, even though it wasn't even happening on the bus, the fact that it was happening at the bus stop, just at on somebody's sidewalk in front of their home, right? That was still part of their jurisdiction, and so they were still able to do whatever kind of punitive things they wanted to about them.
There's that word again.
Wow.
Yeah. Jurisdiction.
So they've been reaching outside of their boundaries for decades. This is just the newest version of it.
Doesn't make it any more correct. It certainly isn't the right thing to do.
I'm going to have to call these schools and curse them out tomorrow.
If you do, let us know about it.
I will. You want me to record?
Sure. And then we can play it on one of our episodes. 855-450-FREE is our telephone number. We've got more Free Talk Live for you coming up.
Moose is the German Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
It's Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. We'll be right back.
it is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you'd like to talk about. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. You can also find us over at discord.lrn.fm. And even if you don't choose to call in using our on-air call-in lines, there's a whole bunch of chatting going on over there at, well, basically any time of day. So lots of fun stuff over there. That's discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. And many people did. This past one was pretty great. If you're planning on an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at ForkFest.party. And I had the privilege of playing some live music at ForkFest.
You did, for the very first time ever. Not just the fact that you were there for the first time, but it was actually the first time live music was played at ForkFest.
Yeah, and I was surprised that that hadn't been done, but also I'm pretty convinced that it was the only publicly available live music in the entire state of New Hampshire on July 4th.
I think it is the only time that's been done, because the guy, who's the guy, he was big on Ron Paul.
Well, that narrows it down.
Kind of a religious country singer.
Are you saying he performed at ForkFest?
At ForkFest. Okay, yeah. He performed at ForkFest.
Oh, there have been a myriad of performances at the Porcupine
ForkFest, but not ForkFest, right?
Oh, okay,
Rebel Inc. played at the Porcupine Freedom Festival a long time ago.
Right. And we covered one of their songs at ForkFest.
Yes, we did. Yeah. So this was the first live performance of music at ForkFest that I'm aware of. And that includes, I think, Jay Noon's wedding. I don't think he had any live music there either.
Hmm. Yeah. So the band was put together of myself and Aria, another host here on Free Talk Live.
Michael Gordon.
And he also has done some hosting here. And we call ourselves FUD, F-U-D. It stands for Fear, Uncertainty, and Doubt. And you've been kind enough to edit some video footage of us and put that up on various websites.
I did. I put the whole concert up last week. Which was like a 40 or 50 minute long concert.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took the one song that was your original song called That Song. That's the name of it.
Because we're creative.
And I put that up as its own separate 5 minute, video.
Yeah, I like that one the best. Yeah. That's my favorite one.
It's a good song.
So there's some news in Fudland, and that is that we actually were recording today.
Hey, all right.
Aria has spent a boatload of money on new gear for her own home recording studio. And so the three of us spent, it's a holiday, right? So we're like, okay, well, hey, let's record a song. So
yeah, it's a good time to do something different.
So we spent the day recording a song, and we've reached an agreement with Free Talk Live to, once this song is done and mixed and mastered, we're going to go ahead and give that away as a perk to anybody who amplifies Free Talk Live.
You've got perks.
No.
Yes. Perquisites.
No, but if you
perquisites.
But if you
amplify
Free Talk Live over at amp.freetalklive.com, and you're already contributing, or if you head on over and start contributing, why, you'll be one of those folks who will receive.
Is the idea
a copy
that
of the show.
They get it first, or because I would think you would put this out for everyone to see at some point.
Yes,
right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. The idea is yes, they get it first as for being a Free Talk Live amplifier and helping us.
Jenny's.
Yeah, because we claim that you get some perks, and you do.
We do.
And we just thought that this would be a great way to continue that tradition.
You never know what else is going to get tossed in.
And and get the word out about the music and all that kind of stuff. So a cross promotion, if you will. So at any rate... we were talking about this person, this kid,
12-year-old
kid, who had the cops called to his house by his teacher while remote learning in his own home for...
Well, I don't know if there was any actual learning going on.
Well, he learned
something.
Yeah, he sure
learned don't trust teacher.
Hopefully, don't trust the police either.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Yeah, he learned how to be fearful of them as well, because, you know, they're armed when they show up, and they're usually not very nice.
And we don't see much in the story. It's a fairly brief story from Reason.com about what actually happened between the police and the mom, or, you know, when they showed up at the house. There's only a little bit more here from Reason, which is a quote from mom, Danny Elliott, the boy's mother, said, quote, "For them to go as extreme as suspending him for 5 days, sending the police out, and having them threaten to press charges against him because they want to compare the virtual environment to the actual in-school environment
charges
is insane."
For what?
Well, they didn't charge him, so obviously nothing, but they threatened him. They tried to intimidate.
I just can't imagine what they could threaten to charge him with. I mean, they could threaten to charge him with anything, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't see a crime there.
One more wrinkle, they say, unbeknownst to parents until now, Elliot's school had been recording the Zoom session. The school did say it would abandon this practice, though it makes little difference to Elliot's parents. They wisely decided to transfer him to a private or charter school.
Good plan, Elliot's parents. Kudos.
Yes. Yeah.
Good thinking. You may have saved your kid's life.
Yeah.
And
better late than never.
Possibly some other kid's life whose parents are listening to this program right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, take this seriously, man. These bureaucrats are now in your business in a way they've never been before. They literally have a window into your home, and anything that shows up in that window, they have jurisdiction over, is what they believe.
Yeah.
And they want to pry your family apart.
Yeah. And they're not making it easy on these families either. I know a girl who has 6 kids, right?
Wow.
And they're all, I'm going to guess, within a year or so of each other, right? So she was busy for 6 years or so.
Yeah.
It's not a clown car.
Well, apparently
it is.
But at any rate, you know, some of the kids are in different levels of school. And so each level of school, whether it's preschool or grade school or high school or middle school, whatever it is, they all have different schedules and different curriculums and different times of days to do things, right?
Mm.
Now, you know, her husband works, so he's gone, and she's at home with the kids trying to figure out each of these 6 kids' schedules and how to coordinate it all, because they don't get lunch at the same time, right? They don't have, you know, nap time, right? Some of them do, some of them don't, right? So she's got to coordinate all this stuff with 3, maybe 4 different entities, right? So different schools, different jurisdictions, different Zooms, different devices. Some of them have tablets, some of them have laptops, right? So she has to go through all this learning curve in order to make this all happen. So they certainly don't make it easy on these families, is what
I'm
saying.
Did she need 6 kids, though? I mean, what's she going to do with all this?
They got a farm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, that makes
sense. Yeah. Put them to work.
Put them to work.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it all, that's the tradition.
Well, get them out of the school and get them out to work. They'll learn something there.
855-453. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. U.S. Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump blamed radical left Democratic governors and mayors for unrest that is continuing in cities across the country. Rochester, New York, Brooklyn, New York, Portland, all had bad nights, all weekly run by radical left Democrat governors and mayors, Trump tweeted. Get the picture? In Brooklyn, 5 people were shot late Sunday night, including a 6-year-old boy, during an outdoor celebration. Meanwhile, in Rochester, New York, police arrested 11 people and 3 police officers
workers were injured after protests turned violent for the third night in a row. And in Portland, Oregon, protests continued, hitting the 100th day of unrest since demonstrations began following the death of George Floyd back in May. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said, "Secure your streets. It is incumbent on Democrats and their mayors to step up." This is USA Radio News. A bill addressing the looting problems around the country at protest has been introduced, and USA's Tim Berg has details.
Indiana Congressman Jim Banks is proposing a bill that would prevent people convicted of a federal crime during a protest from receiving federal employment assistance. He's introducing the Support Peaceful Protest Act, which would also require convicted protesters to pay for the cost of federal policing of a demonstration. The Republican congressman saying it would strip rioters of enhanced federal benefits like unemployment money from the CARES Act passed into law to help Americans amid the coronavirus outbreak.
Russian opposition activist Alexei Navalny is no longer in a medically induced coma, and his condition is improving, according to German doctors, more than 2 weeks after they said he was poisoned with a nerve agent deployed by the Soviet military during the Cold War. Pressure has mounted on the Russian government to explain how one of its fiercest critics became sickened with a military-grade neurotoxin. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Free Talk Live, the live radio talk show program, where you can call in and talk about, well, anything you'd like to. Take control of the airwaves here at Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. You can also get us over at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, it is myself, Captain Kickass.
And I'm Ian.
And nobody.
And let's go ahead and go to some of your calls and thoughts. And let us speak with Captain America calling in on our Discord line. Captain America versus Captain Kickass. How will this turn out? And Captain America, what's on your mind? Fight.
So my wife and I plan on visiting New Hampshire in October.
Awesome.
With the intention of living in a place that's way more free than we currently live, which is California.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so wow. So we'll be political refugees over there.
Yeah, like way more free than California.
Yep.
Yeah. What was the final straw for you? Because, you know, you're still there. So what? Oh, he just disappeared.
Oh, he sure did. Oh, Captain.
I think he just fell off.
Yeah, he just totally just poof, disappeared from that room.
Yep.
Well, hopefully he'll rejoin one of those call-in line rooms and we'll get to actually ask him. Because, you know, I think it's interesting to find out, like, what was it? What was the final thing that pushed you over the edge to say, all right, that's it. We're moving all the way across the United States, picking up our lives, leaving whatever family, leaving whatever jobs, leaving whatever roots that that we put down in this place, this status hellhole that we've been staying in for so long. But now we're going.
Well, and I was going to mention to Captain America, before he dropped off the line, that we do have other folks from California.
Oh, yeah.
Here in the state.
Seattle. Basically.
Yeah, I'm here from Seattle. We had some
folks. Not that different, right?
Well, I mean, it's further
a
north.
Older.
You know, a little less communist, but.
Looks like he's back.
Oh, sure enough.
Less communist in California?
Slightly, yeah.
So I was wondering, Captain America, what was it that pushed you over the edge to finally decide, all right, it's time to leave California and move to New Hampshire?
Captain?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry.
Okay.
So were you able to hear the question?
No. Could you repeat it one more time?
Sure. What was it that pushed you over the edge that finally made you and your wife say, all right, that's it. We're packing up. We're leaving California. We're moving to New Hampshire.
So I think that there were different influences for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
My major influence was I'm a big gun rights advocate or activist.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that I can't open or concealed carry, the fact that I have to walk down the street and just leave myself vulnerable to people just doesn't sit right with me. I lived in a pretty dangerous part of the Bay Area where, you know, going to sleep with sirens was fairly common.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that I can't, you know, defend myself against people that want to harm me,
how long
including
have you lived
agents
out there?
Of this, by the way.
How long?
My whole life.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
So you never...
You know who signed the law against open carry in California?
Yeah, I wrote a whole paper about it.
Oh, okay.
It was Ronald Reagan, right?
Yep, you got it. Because the Black Panthers were doing it, and, you know, guns are a right if you're white.
Yeah, exactly. And my wife, she plans on being a billionaire someday, or at least a multimillionaire.
Sweet.
And they don't tend to treat us very well over here.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So you sound a little on the young side. Can I ask how old?
Yeah, I'm 22.
22. All right, good time to get out. So you're just basically just old enough to where you can afford to leave. You got your, you know, you get a little savings together, I imagine, and you're ready to pull the trigger. Like, how soon are you looking to get out of here?
Well, we're saving like crazy. We do plan on visiting a couple of times, once in October, once in the winter, just so that we could see how bad it gets, and then just scope it out one more time, you know, probably around March, April time.
Okay. As far as the gun rights stuff is, I'm sure you've done your homework already, but there is no license requirement for concealed or open carry.
That's correct. Yeah, they went from open carry with no license to concealed with no license back in, I think, 2017, when they passed what's called constitutional carry here in New Hampshire, which makes it one of the most free places for gun carrying.
You just have to be a person. I'm not, so.
Because you're a felon.
Exactly. I used to be a person, but now I'm a felon.
Now you're nobody.
I'm now nobody.
Well, kudos, man. Congratulations in advance. It's a big decision, and right on.
If you make it out to Keene, look us up.
So what would you guys recommend that I do while I'm there?
You'll want to look around, connect with some of the activists in different areas, see what they're up to, maybe come out to whatever meetups and things they've got going on so you can meet some people. That's what I would recommend. And you can also go to the Shire Society forums at forum.shiresociety.com and post in there what your plan is, like when you're planning on coming out, and then, you know, you'll be able to connect with some people there.
Probably want to do a couple of illegal things while you're in Keene. Just...
Things that are illegal in California, you mean?
Well, things that are illegal in Keene, that's
No
fun if it's legal here.
Not everybody comes here for civil disobedience.
Oh.
But,
really?
Just open carrying will be a huge deal to me.
Just being able to exercise freedoms he doesn't already have will be significant. You know, throw off the seatbelt on the way in, open carry a gun. You know, some people wear seatbelts anyway just because it's a good idea.
I wear my seatbelt most of the time, but I'll admit there's some times when I get in my car and I just drive off without the seatbelt on because I'm like, because I can, right? You know?
I just drive off. I'm not worried.
Okay.
Awesome.
And something that you guys branded over there, too. We have a almost a 10% sales tax over here. So I plan on buying a ton of gold and silver while I'm there too, just to avoid 1/10 of what I buy taken away from the government.
Yeah.
It sounds like you've got your head on straight, brother.
Excellent.
All right, any other thoughts, Captain America?
Doesn't sound like it.
No, I think that that's it. Just thank
right.
you guys for
right.
what you do.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. You too.
Look forward to meeting you.
All right. I always like it when folks call and talk about, you know, the plan to come.
Yep.
Because since I did arrive in this place, it has been awesome. I apparently am, you know, just the right type of person to have done what I did, and I'm here now, and I am very glad.
Yeah.
Particularly with the way the world has turned out. You know, when I left the Seattle area, I figured somebody was going to call me at some point, or I'd find out in the news that something had happened, and they'd be like, "You got out just in time."
You did get out just
I did, but I thought it was going to be like an earthquake.
No, it turns
or
out it was
a tsunami or a volcano, right? Because these are the things that like are probably
right.
the most
it's
likely
the
to
least
happen.
Interesting thing that could have happened, a lockdown. I mean, it's really boring. Really lame.
But in the nick of time.
Yeah, kudos to that. I think it's good to get people calling in like that, because to have people tell their story is good, because it's relatable to other people. To other folks, right? Like people who are living in similar circumstances, under similar restrictions, they can say, oh, that person's able to get out of where they are. Maybe I could do the same thing.
Yep.
It's possible. It is within your reach to leave the place that you are and come to New Hampshire if you love liberty.
And it doesn't have to be like a spur of the moment all of a sudden, like there is, okay, I've had enough and we're moving tomorrow. It doesn't have to be like that. In fact, that might not be the smartest way to do it, but make a plan, work that plan, and then get your ass to New Hampshire.
I don't know if there's a better plan. I'd love to hear about it. I mean, I've been asking for years. If somebody else has a better idea than libertarians and voluntarists and anarchist types moving to the same geographic area, I mean, if there's a better plot, then I'd love to hear about it, but I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I have yet to be presented with a better plan.
Yeah.
It's true.
855-450-FREE is our toll-free number here. You can also get us at discord.lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more for you coming up.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com, and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
spend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
this is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Back, everybody. It's the final segment of the Monday Night Edition here at Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is the talk radio program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, like freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I mentioned the amplifier program a bit earlier when we were talking about my band FUD and the fact that we're recording something and we're going to give away a file, a song that we have written to anybody who is an amplifier. But I also wanted to take a minute tonight and thank Nathan Benson for being a silver level amplifier. Thanks, he contributes $5.
Yeah.
That's all we ask for. You can contribute more if you want over at amp.freetalklive.com. We use that money exclusively to try and get us on more radio stations. We're currently on somewhere around 190.
Yeah.
We could be on more. We could be on 200. We could be on 250, 300. It's all up to you. If you enjoy the program, if you enjoy the personalities, the information that we talk about, and the perspective we bring, then please consider becoming an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. Ian, you had mentioned that you had something related to San Francisco.
Yeah, since our caller was calling from the Bay Area of California, saying he was moving from California to New Hampshire.
Right.
Which is awesome.
I agree.
And they just keep giving you reasons to leave, so I've got another one.
And you said, you mentioned something about people being selfish there.
Oh, that's what the mayor has to say.
Hmm. Well, tell us more.
Mayor London, this is apparently a man's name, London Breed.
London Breed.
That is a man's first and last name, apparently, unless London's a female name.
Well.
London tweeted, or Breed tweeted Sunday morning, quote, "This was absolutely reckless and selfish. You are not celebrating. You are putting people's lives at risk. You're putting our progress at risk. No one is immune from spreading the virus."
For going to the beach?
That's what they were doing. They went to the beach.
For going to the beach.
People, wow. People went to the beach.
On the weekend.
On Saturday night to celebrate the... what was it, 34th year of Burning Man, which was going on, officially Burning Man was canceled earlier this year, but we actually covered last night on the show how some heroic burners went out to the Black Rock Desert anyway, and there were as many as hundreds, if not a few thousand.
It must have been an anarchy.
There were a few thousand folks out there just, you know, doing their thing.
Nobody was in charge.
What did these guys on the beach have to do with it?
So the beach was that originally Burning Man started actually on a Bay Area beach. Back in 1986. It was Baker Beach, which was the original location. In this case, people were gathered.
They used to go to Bake?
I'm sure that happened on Saturday night. Ocean Beach, I guess, is nearby, and that's where a lot of folks came on
that's
Saturday
an original
night.
Name.
Yeah.
Ocean Beach.
Yeah, yeah. As opposed to Lake Beach or right. Pond Beach.
Loud music and flickering colored lights emanated from the shore, where the crowd was seen partying that evening. Multiple prohibited bonfires dotted the sand in spite of a spare the air alert, which was issued as a result of the heat wave and is in effect through Monday. So it's illegal to have those bonfires. It's illegal to get together and party on the beach. And, boy, the mayor sure isn't happy there in San Francisco.
It's illegal to have a life worth living.
But, yeah, kudos to those folks for going out and throwing a party and having a good time and making a bonfire, the things that we take for granted in a lot of places.
Feel free to hurl a middle finger in that mayor's direction.
And the bitch of it is, even if you listen to these pussies, you're not going to live 100 years. It'll just seem like it.
All right, let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have Confused Jack calling from Alabama. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah, thanks for taking my call. Maybe y'all can help me figure out what's wrong. All the black people don't like me because I love the Republican Party. Because I remember, I'm 68 years old, and I remember back in 68, Democrats gave us hell in the South, black people. But then now I don't understand why they became Democrats.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't actually understand what a Democrat or a Republican is. Those definitions don't seem to be available in any meaningful way.
A Democrat is a person who wants to force you to live by his values, and a Republican is a person who wants to force you to live by his values.
A Democrat is one that used to hang us, spray us with water hose, sick dog bones, wouldn't let us do nothing a human could do. But all the black folks, some kind of way, became Democrats.
Well, it's my understanding that the Democrat Party and the Republican Party used to have the opposite values. So what you're saying may be valid in that they seem to have those values that you just described to us, but the Democrat Party, you know, now has the values that the Republican Party used to have or something along those lines. That's possible.
I don't know that I'd agree with that. That's a narrative.
Republicans are like Christians. They even minority or the Democrats, they believe in abortion, same-sex marriages, everything that the Bible don't believe in.
Okay.
So that's how I was confused. Now I'm a little more confused, but you have a big old fine evening.
All right, Jack. We appreciate the call. I apologize that we weren't able to clear things up for you. I don't understand these parties called Democrat and Republican. I don't understand what they are for. They certainly, there's no definition that has any logic behind it that I'm aware of.
Sure, but the caller isn't wrong. I mean, there definitely are some differences between them. I mean, a Republican is much more likely to be concerned with your sex life in a lot of cases than a Democrat would
be concerned in a different way because, if you didn't ask permission at each creep forward,
good point,
then, the Democrats aren't any of that.
Yeah, none of them want to leave you alone.
No.
I mean, so fundamentally, there's no difference, at a low level.
My thoughts for Jack, and the fact that he is confused about it is just don't be a Democrat or a Republican. Be a voluntarist instead.
What is a voluntarist?
One who rules himself and doesn't need a ruler.
I'd like to say it's somebody who believes all human interaction should be consensual.
And voluntary.
Yes,
that's generally how I define it.
I agree.
Also, I am a voluntarist, but I also vote libertarian, mostly. And that's because Well, it can't hurt.
At least the Libertarian Party claims to be based in the non-aggression principle. So you can look at the non-aggression principle and go, oh, that's a thing of substance that has a definition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As opposed to, an understandable definition, as opposed to the Republican Party or the Democrat Party, which neither of them have anything close to that.
Well, they just try to pass issues back and forth to keep them each at 50%.
Yep. Two wings, same bird.
London Breed, the mayor of San Francisco, did have one other thing to say. We've heard people may return tonight. Don't do it. We will be closing the parking lots at Ocean Beach. Law enforcement will be patrolling. We know people love Burning Man, and people want to get together this weekend, but we all need to do our part. Stay home, stay safe.
Who elected that weak-ass cowardly bitch as mayor?
It's San Francisco.
Well,
some
okay.
number of people did.
A lot of people. That's a big number, too. Yeah. San Francisco is not an unpopulated area by any stretch of the imagination.
Man. There you go. No beaches for you, San Francisco.
Do you suppose people went?
I hope so.
I hope they did. I really do. And I hope they're having a good time or had a good time.
Yep.
Hopefully they went again today and they're having a good time now and having a bonfire and at Ocean Beach.
What's the guy's name? London Broil?
London Breed.
London Bridge is falling down?
Okay.
London Breed?
Breed. Like B-R-E-E-D?
E-E-D.
Like dog
yeah.
breeder?
Yeah.
London Breed. London Breed, your mayor.
I've had it with you on the beach. You need to get out of there. It's dangerous. Oh, you don't want to spray those particles. The aerosolizing your droplets. Don't speak.
Shh. Shush.
Yeah, I wonder if he's going down to the beach when nobody is allowed to be there, like everybody else out there.
Yeah, so what it is they're, they're upset because the politicians were going to get together and have a bonfire on Ocean Beach or whatever it was. And they didn't get to go have fun because other people
They don't know how to make a fire. They're politicians.
Well, they don't have to make a fire.
No, they need people. Yeah, they need people for that.
No, that's true. Well, first they have to take a bunch of money from some other people, keep a bunch of it for themselves, and then give the rest of it to somebody to start the fire for them.
They could use the money as kindling.
That's true. They could.
If you don't want people like this in charge in New Hampshire, check out electnobody.com and come out tomorrow.
Good luck.
Tomorrow morning, vote for nobody for governor, and, I'll pardon every victimless crime in New Hampshire history.
That's all the time we have for tonight. Thanks, everybody. More at freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.